That's so interesting.
Ooh, that's interesting. Well, that is very interesting. Please tell me more.
Very interesting.
Marty, that was very interesting.
Okay, welcome back to another episode of That's So Interesting, the podcast where we talk about things that we think are objectively interesting. I know usually you're used to hearing Graham's voice introduce this podcast, but it's going to be a little bit different today. It's just me, Brandon, and one of my really good friends and good friend of the show, Angela. And Angela's made her way all the way out to Edmonton. She's going to continue her journey on to Jasper, where she's going to spend the next couple months, hopefully more than that. In a brand new job, but in the meantime, she's coming, staying in Edmonton for a couple of days, so we figured, why not take the opportunity to have you on the show? I know I've wanted to have you come on for a long time, because you and I, we haven't known each other for that long, but in the time that we have known each other, it's been super amazing. We went to Disney together, we had a class for 2 days together.
And a full term.
We've had a lot of good memories and a lot of good experiences. So, super happy that you agreed to come on and talk a little bit today.
I'm excited to be here.
Awesome. That's awesome. So yeah, maybe I'll just like start with your journey out here from Ontario to Edmonton. What was it like? What'd you do?
All right. So I left Saturday morning. Today's Thursday.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's been a long few days. Saturday we left little Delhi and went to Sault Ste. Marie.
Nice.
And then stayed the night there. And then from there, our plan was to go to Thunder Bay. We went to Dryden. It's a really, real small town. Real small. They're also in the central time zone.
Nice.
And then we went to... Yes, huge change. No.
Was that your first time traveling from one time, like driving through one time zone to the other time zone?
Driving, yes. But yeah. I went to China once and that was a big time change too. Oh, yeah. But I flew there. I didn't drive there. And then from there, we went to Yorkton, Saskatoon, to Saskatoon, which was a really short trip. And then, yeah, now I'm here.
Now you're made it here.
Just for this podcast.
Just for the podcast. Well, obviously not. You're going to Jasper.
Yeah, so tomorrow morning, I'm leaving to Jasper, hoping to leave by 7 and get there by noon.
And what are you doing in Jasper?
Starting my first full-time permanent position.
Amazing. Congratulations. Yes,
thank you.
So, super awesome.
Yeah. Big move, but...
And you're excited.
I'm very excited.
Where are you working?
I'm working at Jasper Park Lodge with the Fairmont Company, so... Yeah.
It's going to be a super, super fun experience.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. Yeah. I like the hospitality industry, just like Disney. It was a good time, so... Yeah.
Okay, let me ask you about your drive. What were, like... It gets boring.
Oh.
And you drove through probably some of the worst... I mean, I apologize if... people are big fans of Saskatoon.
Manitoba. I'm sorry. Or Manitoba.
Or like super western, northwestern Ontario. But it's awful.
It's rough. It's real rough. The nicest thing was Lake Superior.
Okay.
And then from there.
Did you drive, you hug the coast basically, right? When you're at Thunder Bay, Sault Ste. Marie, like you're hugging the coast?
Yeah.
So it's.
It's pretty.
It's okay, so it's not bad.
No, it's rocky. Oh, actually, funny story.
Okay.
So I like to take photos, as you know, all the time.
Yeah.
So I pulled over on a curvy road, which wasn't probably the
best. I like saw you pulled over a lot because you're taking a lot of pictures.
A lot of photos.
Of like, welcome to Manitoba, welcome to Saskatchewan, like different road signs.
Yeah, so this one was Lake Superior, so I pulled over and I crossed the road. And there's a snowbank, but like it's just a little bit of snow, like I didn't think it was like a whole lot, and there's like a roadblock thing.
Yeah.
And I go to cross the snowbank, and it ends up being about 3.5 feet that I fall.
Like a drop.
Yeah, I dropped into. That was fun. It was worth the photo, I guess.
Oh, my
gosh. I put it on my little time lapse there, but it was good. Whatever. I laughed.
Wow.
But.
Yeah, there is going to be a lot of photo opportunities for you in Jasper. Yeah,
a lot. I'm hoping a lot on the way there, too. Yeah. Like, tomorrow morning.
Yeah. I mean, we'll talk about this later, but I think one of the things that I will encourage you to do is just drive super slow, especially through the park, and just watch for wildlife.
Yeah,
especially if nobody's behind you. And if people are behind you, you just pull off to the shoulder and like let them go past, get out, take pictures. Like, everybody does it.
Mm-hmm.
If you see cars up ahead that are pulled over, chances are there's wildlife.
True.
So like pull over with them. Yeah, it's fun. Yes. It's a super awesome drive, super cool experience.
Bear and moose, that's what I want to see on the way.
You may not see a bear. You may definitely see Boose. Boose, you're definitely going to see Boose. You're definitely going to see some moose.
Yeah.
And you'll definitely see a lot of elk.
True.
There's lots of elk.
All
right. And deer. You'll see lots of that. We saw, like, I've seen foxes run around.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, like, all types of animals. Mm-hmm. It's, yeah, it's amazing. Okay, but on those boring stretches of road, what do you do? Like, are you a music person?
Yes, I jam to country music, mainly.
But the one playlist the whole time.
I could get radio stations. I would flip through them a lot. Part of this journey did not have any radio.
I believe it.
At all. I listened to the podcast a little bit.
Okay, that's nice, so interesting. Nice, nice,
I listened to Is a Hot Dog a Sandwich?
Yep.
That one. My dad came up a little bit of the ways with me.
Okay, so that helps to have somebody to talk to and like.
Except like he fell asleep, so it was still pretty quiet. Still pretty boring. It was all right. Like, it wasn't bad. Like, we'd talk here and there. And then through Western Ontario, there's a lot of grain operations. And he knows all the agricultural side of things. I'd be like, oh,
so he was, like, telling you about something.
Yeah, that's grain. And, like, a train will come by and they'll dump grain into it. It's really not that interesting. Well, but like, it worked.
It's something to
conversation
stimulate you, right?
Piece, like, stuff.
Yeah, jeez.
Yeah, but it was all right. It wasn't. I didn't mind the drive that much, actually.
Yeah.
I thought this drive was easier than going from Nashville to Gainesville.
In Florida?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Wasn't as busy.
Oh, like the roads?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone's
I mean, you know why it wasn't busy? Because it's awful. Because everybody else making that drive
is flying.
Goes to the States.
Or flying.
Or flying.
They're just saying, nah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's shorter to go to the States.
But people are like, they take their time here. Like, yeah, like I'm in, from a small town, and like, people aren't moving quick, but like here
in Alberta,
as we get more west, people are like slow and chill, and
it's weird. That is the one thing I really appreciated moving out to Edmonton, was that exact thing. Like it's way less businessy, it's way less gotta rush, gotta get somewhere, gotta be awake 24 hours kind of deal. Like, you're right, it does feel more relaxed and more of like, I'm gonna live my life, I'm gonna spend time with my family, like I'm not gonna rush to get different places.
Yeah.
Like, very, very few people speed here.
Yeah. Where I but felt they have like, that photo radar thing.
Yeah, right? It's not a thing. It's just signs.
Actually?
Yeah, and they're actually, there's actually putting in legislation to remove a lot of the cameras. Because people are complaining about them.
For nothing.
Yeah, it but it does. And, like, you see it and you have to think twice.
Yeah.
But in Ontario, nobody drives a speed limit anywhere.
No.
City roads, highways, doesn't matter. No. Like, everybody's trying to get somewhere
quickly.
Like, I feel like it's a very time is money philosophy.
Yeah, for sure.
But here, you're right. Yeah, yeah. It's amazing that you notice that.
Yeah.
Right away, because you—I mean—you've only been here for a day.
Saskatchewan is where it started to.
Oh yeah, Saskatoon. Right, those guys have—they—I mean—they have no reason to do anything.
No, just one small town to another.
Where are they trying to go?
No,
nowhere.
They're trying small to fly. Town, maybe?
I mean, yeah, maybe they got a farm, but like, I'd do that tomorrow.
It's slow.
Yeah. So okay, music.
Yeah.
You don't do any like road trip games.
It's hard when the person's sleeping to do a road trip game.
That's a good point.
But country music, big time.
And what? Okay, hold on. You're saying before, 5 coffees a day.
Yes, 5 coffees.
All Tim's?
Yes.
You don't diversify?
Well, if we'd stay
at... Or you
I would stay at a hotel, and then I'd get a hotel one in the morning. So okay. I'd start with a hotel one.
Yeah.
And then there really aren't that many Tim's from here, like, between the stretches at all. So it'd be about 5.
That's
Sometimes
true.
It
you
would
do
be
need
3.
To get some sort of, like, civilization to get a Tim Hortons.
Yes,
That's
for sure.
That's a good point.
So yesterday was shorter.
Yeah.
So I only had one.
Yeah.
But, yeah. It was, a lot of coffee.
But that's what sustained you?
Yes.
Going through?
Yep.
Dang. And what was the average amount of time you'd spend on the road driving in a day?
9.5.
9.5.
Yeah. One was 13 that's... and one was 4.5, but evened out to about.
Which is not, I mean, you mentioned that drive. So Angela and I both worked at Walt Disney World. And I know I've talked a little bit about my Disney experience. But in order to get down to Orlando, we had to drive.
Yeah, that was another fun
same,
trip.
Like, same, but, like, I felt like those days were longer, driving down to Orlando. No, well, I should say driving back. Driving back was a lot longer.
The drive back.
Well, I mean, okay, it's a lot faster when you're going 140.
I feel in
Georgia. I feel like for us, it was longer, because it's like, what, a 24-hour drive.
Did you do it in 2 days or 3 days?
We did it in 2 days. We got back at 3 a.m.
Yeah, where's that?
Because we hesitated. We, like, got up on the second day, and we're like, no, we're not going to make it.
Right.
And then realized that we would be in Detroit. Like, we were going to stop in Detroit. Well, Detroit's on the other side of Windsor.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Like, I would rather stay in Windsor than Detroit.
True.
And if I'm in Windsor, like, I can just get home.
Yeah, true.
So that was our
Yeah, because I did it in 2 days, but I got home at 5 the second day. I guess that really puts in perspective of
how fast you were driving. Yeah. How much, well, yeah, I mean, we also, like, we stopped in...
You guys stopped a lot more than what I did,
We stopped in Lexington, Kentucky.
Yeah, that's where I slept.
And, like... Oh, you slept there.
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't... We made it... We drove in the next day on day two.
Oh, okay.
Made it there, like, we think we stayed 2 hours before that. True. In a Super 8 for $50 a night. Shower curtain not included.
No way.
No, they didn't have a shower. Like, there was a shower and the bathtub and, like, a whole bathroom. No shower curtain. Wow. And I was like, is this just not part of the deal?
I thought that was, like, a necessity nowadays. No, I didn't know about that. Like,
so it was the four of us. So it was me, so it was Ryan, Megan, Trish, and myself.
Right.
All staying in the room. And I don't know if it was because they just didn't want a shower or because there wasn't a shower curtain.
Right.
But none of them showered. And I was like, I don't live here. We're only here for one night.
Did you shower?
I showered.
With no shower curtain?
I don't care if the floor gets wet. Like, I'm not... We're leaving in the morning. I don't care. It's, that's on them for not...
Giving you a shower
putting
curtain.
A shower curtain there.
Yeah. No, I didn't know about that.
Yeah. I mean, it was a great deal. Like, we only paid, like, $12.50 each.
Well, yeah, true. You get what you pay for.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I mean, like, was the $55 option a shower curtain included?
True. I guess I'd rather have a pillow than a shower curtain.
There was definitely, there was pillows, but I don't know if that was the thing, like, you get one or the other,
right.
Or, like, maybe if you get the shower curtain, you're supposed to use that as your pillow after you've showered, I don't know.
Right.
But yeah, that was an interesting experience. Anyway, so we stayed there and then drove in the morning, and then we started at 7, drove to Lexington.
Right.
Like, we hung out there for, like, 3 hours.
Why?
We, like, walked around the university, because it's Kentucky, University of Kentucky, that's my school. So, like, I wanted to see the campus, we went to the bookstore, like, I bought a shirt, I bought a book. We hung out there, had lunch. We tried to figure out our debit cards.
Okay, mine's worked everywhere I've went.
Really?
Even in Canada. I've used
You've
it
used
for
it
a while.
In Canada?
Yeah, she's long gone now, but yeah, I used it
Oh,
in
no, ours, like, could never get it to work. Like, we spent half the time in Lexington calling the credit card company, trying to get them to, like, unrestrict our card. Because
right.
Anywhere outside of Florida, they wouldn't let us use it.
See, mine worked everywhere.
No.
Because when you texted me and said that, I tried it in,
wherever.
Know if it was Buffalo or whatever we were.
Yeah.
And I tried it and it worked.
But like,
wow.
Which is nice, but for the four of us, none of our four cards worked. And that was our only U.S. currency.
Right.
So we had to use like our Canadian credit cards
right.
to pay for
That's unfortunate.
Everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was not a good, not
And
a good
mine
drive.
Worked in California when I went too.
Really?
Yeah.
I remember I went with Graham to Detroit, and
yeah.
I think I had, like, I don't know how many, like, maybe I might have had, like, $500 up to my account.
Yeah.
And I was like, same thing, it wouldn't, like, it would give me one transaction and then realize that I was somewhere else, and
right.
then I wouldn't be able to do the next transaction. So I made a rookie mistake, and I made my first transaction of the day on 2 packs of gum and a Mountain Dew.
That was silly.
Yeah, like, $5 at
yeah.
a gas station.
Yeah.
Get to Costco, where,
oh,
like...
Oh, no.
I only buy 2 items from Costco in the States. I buy granola and I buy my like veggie powder
yep.
mix
yep.
that I put into my smoothies. So I spent $180 at Costco and I'm like, oh great. Like this is a perfect opportunity to use my American debit card because I'm never coming back. Like,
yes.
you know, doesn't work.
Yep.
So I had to use
Canadian.
My Canadian credit card to pay for it. And then we ended up just going to an ATM and I ended up just doing... withdrawals, like cash withdrawals. Because it would let me do cash withdrawals, but of course the ATM...
See, and I didn't know my
PIN. I had to pay the fee.
I didn't know
oh,
my
you,
PIN for that.
See, that's...
yeah.
That's a you thing.
Yeah, that's a me thing.
Damn.
But even... You took a lot of stops on the way to Gainesville, didn't
we
you?
We took 3 days to get there. Yeah,
yeah.
We stayed in Maryland with Carly's uncle, and then we stayed in South Carolina at Sabo Beach. Is that right? Myrtle Beach. Is that right? Yeah, Myrtle Beach in South Carolina.
Yeah,
I want to say that's right.
Sounds about right.
Sauble is, like, isn't Sauble in Ontario?
I think so. Sounds
yeah.
familiar. I don't know. Whereas I went straight from home to Nashville.
Yeah.
And then I stayed in Nashville
Yeah,
three
I mean,
days.
You take the more direct route.
It's still a little bit off, but I wanted to go to Nashville. Country
yeah.
music again.
Yeah.
And then we went straight to Gainesville.
Yeah, I wish I went to Nashville.
It was fun.
I mean...
10 out of 10 recommend.
Nashville?
Yes.
Yeah. Maybe the next time I drive back to Ontario, I'll, like, take a super deep
detour.
Route and
yeah.
detour out and go to Nashville. Because that's something I do want to do,
yeah.
and I haven't hit Tennessee as a state,
mm-hmm.
so it would be another state I get to check off.
We didn't go through there on the way back?
believe so. We did
in Ohio.
Georgia, and then it was the Virginias, and then
I didn't do Virginias.
Oh,
did Ohio?
I can't remember.
Forever.
Ohio was like north though.
Forever. It was the longest state ever.
It was not good.
Yeah. Well, that was a big girl trip too.
Anyways, we get down to Gainesville.
Yes.
To go work at Disney.
Yeah.
Give me your. Okay, so pretend like I've never met you before.
Okay.
And it comes up in conversation that you work for Disney.
Yeah.
If you were to tell a stranger.
Yeah. Your
60-second Disney experience.
Okay.
Like elevator pitch of Disney working there, what would it be?
Okay. Usually they don't care about the University of Florida part. They just care about the Disney.
Yeah.
So I would hop straight to, I worked at Hollywood Studios, if you've ever been. I worked at Rock and Roller Coaster and the Tower of Terror.
Yeah.
Two biggest attractions. And then the nighttime show, Fantasmic. 10 out of 10 recommend it. Yeah, and it was magical. Hollywood Studios. Bang, bang.
Overall good experience.
Yeah.
So you would say, even to this day with Toy Story Land opening?
I haven't seen it yet.
But you, okay, but you think, you would say Tower of Terror, Rock and Roller Coaster are still the two biggest rides?
Of course. Studios? 100%. Before Toy Story, yes.
Before Toy Story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Slinky Dog one looks pretty cool, though.
Christina was just there.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly.
Did she go on it?
I don't think she did, but she was in Toy Story Land, and like it just looks like a place I want to be.
Yeah, it looks fun. It
looks like a place I want to go.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah, we have to make a pilgrimage back.
Yeah, we do.
So, okay, so tell me a little bit more about your experience at Disney.
Merchandise side of things or attraction side of things?
Ah, tell me a little bit of both. What was your least favorite? Maybe start there.
Oh. I would definitely prefer merchandise.
Okay.
100%.
So tell me about your attractions experience.
So think of a huge amphitheater.
Yeah.
And thousands and thousands and thousands of people are trying to be pushed into this theater.
Yeah.
Sit for a whole hour before the show.
In like the most uncomfortable seating.
Yeah. Metal bleachers.
Yeah.
And then we squish them together even more to fit more people in.
Yeah.
And then, so they've been sitting for an hour and then the show starts.
Yeah.
And then it's for an hour.
Yeah.
Great show though. Great show. Worth it. But then all of these people are trying to exit at one time.
Yeah.
So it was packed a lot of the time.
Yeah.
It was really unfortunate when it would rain and it would get canceled because all those people sitting there for an hour.
Before the show, trying to get a good seat.
Yeah.
Are now extremely upset because they chose to vacation in Orlando, a tropical climate.
Yeah.
And didn't expect rain.
So you made the most of it. Like, there's good music on for that hour, so you, like, dance and, like, have a good time.
Yeah.
Talk to guests as much as you could, but it wasn't as personable as merchandise, whereas you talk to a person for each sale, or, like, you go to the crowds of people, whereas this one you're stationed at a spot for a safety position more so than anything.
Right. And you're, like, you're not seating people, but you're, like,
Guiding
them to different sections of the amphitheater.
Yes.
So they can find a seat.
Yeah.
Kind
of like herding cattle, kind of.
Yeah.
Is kind of what it reminded
That is,
me of.
Like, that's, I don't want to refer to guests, like Disney guests, as cattle, but I think that's like
a lot of
a
things,
perfect description because you have a lot of people on vacation and they're kind of just like going with the flow of people.
Right. You know? That's also a small town in me, for sure. But
that's
a lot of things going into one area, and you're helping them get there.
Yeah. What's your opinion of strollers?
Oh, strollers. Did you see there's a new
thing?
Yes,
regulations.
Yes, and no smoking.
Yeah.
That's a big thing. I like that one a lot.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I don't know how they're going to do that. So if people don't know, Disney just put out two new, I'm sure there's a bunch of them, but these are probably the two biggest ones. They're not going to have any more smoking in the park. So when you and I were down there, you can only smoke in designated smoking areas, and they were usually hidden or off the beaten path or...
Right, so at Hollywood Studios, there's only two. One was beside the main pond lake they had there.
Yeah, which was not hidden at all.
One was out in the open, but the other one was behind Tower of Terror.
Yeah.
So you really had to look for that one.
Yeah.
But they only had two, whereas now they're taking them out. And then the other one is they're getting rid of wagon strollers and any strollers past...
Yeah, you have to, your strollers have to fit a certain dimension, which, like, you might think, okay, well, why would I need to bring a massive stroller to Disney? Well, you haven't been to Disney.
Everyone brings big strollers.
Yeah, it's like driving a tank.
So, another part of the attraction side of things is Santa came to Hollywood Studios.
Oh, yeah.
And Santa required stroller parking for their guests that would come visit.
Right, because you can't have people in line with strollers.
No.
Like, it just... It it's not efficient.
No.
Fourth key. And it's, like, it's a fire hazard, it's a safety risk, like, you know, for whatever reason, if people need to evacuate, strollers are just in the way.
Yeah.
So you need to park them.
Yes. So, and then, as a guest would leave and move this long line of strollers, you would have to move all of them over again.
Yep.
So, strollers... I'm going to wait. If I have children, I'm not bringing them to Disney until they're out of strollers and they meet every height requirement.
So you don't have to deal with it.
Nope.
Yeah. I think that's...
Strollers are just
another... In my experience from attractions, and I'll talk a little bit about, like, our stroller. So, like, when I worked at the Wildlife Express, if you can imagine this long kind of pathway down. So it's like a hill and there's just kind of a path. And it's a train and you can't bring your stroller on the train. So we ask guests to leave their stroller behind and park them along the side of this path coming down on both sides.
Right.
And then, as you were saying, as cast members, as people come on and off the train and take their strollers and then leave, there's gaps on the side. So part of if we had too many cast members working that day or if it was a quiet day, one of the positions would be strollers.
Parking.
Yeah, or stroller one,
yeah,
or stroller two if it was really nice.
Two stroller. Oh, yeah.
And basically what our job was to go up and down this path, walk up and down in 40 degree heat, and move the strollers further and further down the path, which, like, you think is nice because it means that as the guests are coming back off the train and walking back up the hill, their stroller is closer to them.
Right.
The inverse is true because nobody likes their stuff being touched.
No.
So people be like, where is my stroller? And be like, oh, it's right there. We've just moved it down the hill for you. Why did you touch my stuff?
Yep.
Like, who gave you permission to touch any of my things? It gets bad. We had scenarios. So we at Disney.
You had squirrels, didn't you?
We had squirrels too. We had squirrels eating food out of people's strollers.
Yeah.
But on the note of people moving them.
Yeah.
It got so bad that people would know the cast members were going to move their strollers. So they would try and chain them or bike lock them to things on the ground.
Oh, I never had that.
Yeah. Well, the problem there is Disney treats, anytime you lock something to anything in the park, Disney treats it as a bomb.
No.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wild.
Yeah. So it, like, becomes this whole crazy scenario of, like, we don't know what this is. Like, nobody wants to approach it because it could be a danger. It just becomes this whole scene. A lot of times it's not. It's just a stroller bike locked to a lamppost.
Right.
What the guests don't know is that everything in the park is like a puzzle piece. We can remove the lamp. Like, they're only like, they're like little lampposts that come out of the ground. They're like three
so
feet high.
So you guys
high.
Would take the lamp out.
We would take the lamppost out and then, like, move their stroller to, like, Kilimanjaro Safaris. Like, way up the hill, halfway across the land. And they'd be like, where's my stroller? And I'd be like, well, didn't you bike lock it to our lamppost? And they'd be like, yeah. Like, where'd it go? And be like, you can't do that. It's a bomb threat. We've had to remove your stroller. Like, really, we were just, like, replacing it.
Wild.
Yeah. Crazy stuff.
I can't believe... Why would you bring a bike lock into Disney?
Because people don't want their stuff being touched. Like, I don't know. I'm thinking about that, too, as, like, as a guest.
But security, why would they not take that out?
Take what out?
The bike lock. Why do you need a bike lock?
Oh, you mean, like, not let them take it in at the front of the park? Yeah, either they miss it or they, you know, whatever.
So another thing with strollers at my end was Santa parking was right out of Beauty and the Beast.
Hmm.
And so we would have all the Beauty and the Beast parking and all of them coming out and swarming the strollers and then taking them away. And then we'd have to redo that every...
How many times did you have somebody take the wrong stroller and say that my stroller has been stolen? And then you say, what does your stroller look like? It's black.
Like, actually stolen?
Oh, yeah. Because it happens all the time.
I've had two... No.
There's only... But not stolen. No. I mean, like, mistaken for somebody else's stroller because they'll come by and be like, this looks like my stroller. Right. I'm in a rush to use my fast pass at X attraction.
Yeah.
I'm just going to take it.
True. Because no, I think it's my stroller. No, ours more like if we move them all down.
Yeah.
They wouldn't be able to find them.
So oh, yeah.
Where's my stroller?
Right, okay.
That would be more
we
or
did,
less.
Yeah,
than.
We had a lot of that, too. I did, I worked a couple of shifts at, so Kilimanjaro Safaris, if nobody's been to Disney, is, like, one of the bigger attractions at Animal Kingdom, which is where I worked. And at times, I mean, they could have anywhere from like an hour to 2 hour of a line, mm-hmm. just people waiting. And as you can imagine, it's a lot of strollers. So sometimes we would be so quiet, they would send our cast members up to Kilimanjaro Safaris.
Wow.
Just to help with strollers. Wow. Yeah. Completely different land up there. Like, they have so much space dedicated to just stroller parking. It's crazy. Right.
Whereas I worked at the two bigger attractions at Hollywood Studios, we didn't have strollers.
Yeah.
Either. But there were parking for Fantasmic, too.
Stroller parking. Yeah. It's just a mess. It's an absolute mess. So, I'm happy that they're actually finally putting restrictions on strollers.
Yeah.
Because some of this stuff gets, like, out of control.
But I think it's mainly just the wagon ones.
Yeah, it's, like, ones that are, like...
Huge. But the double ones are still coming through.
Well, yeah, because Disney rents those. They can't outlaw their own...
For sure.
...strollers.
Yep.
Okay, we got sidetracked. Tell me about your time in merchandise. Why did you like merchandise so much more than attractions?
I think it was where I was. Like, so Rock and Roller Coaster was one that I was there quite often.
Yeah.
I liked the music. It was very repetitive. It was a loop. But it was fun. Like,
yeah.
It was a good time. I had 3 different costumes, which was fun to bounce between.
Okay, yeah.
I really like Fantasmic, too. I was placed there quite a bit for merchandise.
Yeah, like street vending.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we would do street vending for the first hour and a half, and then we'd go into the amphitheater and sell it in the theater, too.
Yeah.
The music was great for the pre-show, so we would jam with the light-up stuff, and I'd always rock the light-up ears.
Yep.
And I felt everyone was more like a family in merchandise,
right.
Especially in Fantasmic. It was a lot of the CPs that do it quite often, so we'd get really, really close.
Yeah.
And then we would go to Ale House after.
Yeah.
That was always a big thing.
I will say I did find that a lot more in merchandise.
Yes.
Well, because I think there's a lot more college program, like you said, CPs. I think there's a lot more college program students who end up being placed in a merchandise role just because there's so many merchandise positions. I would say the same thing. Like, there was way more of a camaraderie family feel in merchandise than in attractions. But yeah, I like, one of the reasons I love merchandise was just the ability to stop and talk to guests whenever you wanted to.
It was way easier to talk to guests.
Yeah. I loved being at cash.
Mm-hmm.
Being at cash was honestly one of the greatest rules ever.
Yeah.
You stand there and you take people's money. And then the interaction only lasts as long as, like, the transaction does.
Right.
So nothing feels forced. Everything's organic.
Yeah.
When you were feeling, like, low energy or lazy that day, like, that was a super easy way to kind of, like, get through an hour if you got put on the rotation.
And your merchandise costume was nicer than your trains costume.
I like the trains costume.
No. Oh, I was kidding.
Oh.
But yes. Like, the trains costume, you look very professional, whereas the other one...
Oh, yeah. I was, like, real. And you were, like, engineer, button-up shirt, tuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was nice.
The other one was more like jammies, no?
Yeah, the merchandise costume. This is, like, a little bit of a tangent. When I finished playing hockey...
Yeah.
You play a jersey deposit.
Okay.
I kept my jersey, and I just didn't get the deposit back.
Right.
I wish I'd done the same thing with the costume.
Like, you wish you bought it.
Yeah, no, well, like, I bought it, but, like...
Well, you could have.
Wish them...
You said you lost it, and then you could have paid for it.
Right, that's what I mean. I wish I'd done that, because it's so unique
mm-hmm.
that you can't get it anywhere else, and the only way I can tell people, like, is by the few pictures I have of me in
You don't have my any costume. Photos?
I don't have that many pictures.
No.
I started taking more pictures toward the end. I wish I had taken more pictures throughout, because there were just so many things that, like, I would love to be able to look back on and reminisce on.
Exploring the Sunshine State.
Yeah. That was such a great idea. I wish I'd done something similar to that, because you have a photo. So for people who don't know, Angela you basically made an Instagram account.
I did.
Just for your trip. To Florida.
Yeah.
And you posted every day.
Every single day for
and
6
you,
months.
Yeah. Which was probably a pain.
It wasn't that bad. It wasn't too bad.
But
I feel like I took so many photos that it was easy to pick through that day.
Right.
If I didn't have one for that day for whatever reason, I would go back and be like, this is what I did last week, but whatever.
Right.
the captions were always a good time.
Well, but like, that's where I think it was so important, right? You had a visual piece, yeah. and then you wrote basically what you did that day.
Yeah, I did.
And you can look back on 6 months
yeah.
of Florida and know what you did every single day.
Yeah.
To me, that's amazing. It's like journaling, basically. Yeah,
so I actually looked back on it last week. We did a lot of kayak trips.
All the time.
We did a lot.
Yeah. I mean, that was one of my goals, right? Was to go out and do as much kayaking as possible because it's a new environment. Like, I'll never get those same experiences. You can go kayaking, right? You can go kayaking almost anywhere in North America. Mm-hmm. There's going to be a lake somewhere, a river somewhere.
Yeah.
But to kayak in Florida...
And see gators.
To see gators. To see manatees. Almost get attacked
by gators.
Almost get killed by alligators. Like, you can't get that anywhere else.
No.
So,
nope.
And that's why I wanted to try and explore all those different places.
Yeah.
Right?
It's good.
But again, one of my regrets is not doing something like that. And now, anytime somebody goes on any kind of journey that's, you know, extended,
yeah.
I do my best to try and convince them to do something like that. Like Graham. I told Graham, I was like, man, one of my biggest regrets from Florida was not doing a photo journal like Ange did.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if it was me or if it was just something he decided he wanted to do, but he did one for his trip to Asia.
Yep.
And that's something that's going to be, I mean, it's the internet. It's there forever.
Mm-hmm.
He'll have with him. Yeah, I mean, you don't need to share it. It can be a private thing, but at least you have a photo attached to it.
I only had 20 followers on it. Mainly was friends and family from home.
It was just us. And I mean, like, that's the other piece. But like, for you, I think it's a bigger piece for you to be able to go back and say, I did all this stuff. Because I, you know, like, I forget a lot of the stuff that I did.
Yeah, and then the final presentation was literally just that Instagram account.
Yeah. So like, super easy.
Yeah.
If I ever do something like that again.
Recommend it.
Yeah. And like, it's not like you're just doing this about your normal life.
No.
Right? Like, this is an experience that you're having.
Right.
Like, it's different if I come here and just post a picture every day about my everyday life.
Right. And that was a question I had was, when I was leaving home, was, are you going to make an Instagram account for when you're out west? And my answer was no, because this is a permanent full-time position. Whereas with Disney, I knew it was 6 months.
Yeah.
So I could commit to a photo a day, whereas here it would be... I don't know.
And it's like a little bit different experience.
Yeah,
right?
You're
like, you're working at Disney, right? Yeah. Like, you get to the parks, you get to explore.
True.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's not to say you can't post about your life in Alberta.
No, it wouldn't be like the
Wouldn't
Disney
go on a separate account. Yeah.
No way.
Totally get that 100%. Yeah. If I ever go back and work for the company on like a set time contract, that's definitely something I think I'm going to do.
It was fun.
Because I like,
And Irma. The picture suit.
Yeah, living through like. So we've talked a little bit about the hurricane, I think a couple episodes ago, but I stayed with you guys.
Yeah.
For like the 3 days.
Yeah.
Where we couldn't go outside
for
3 days, and I was so this is good because I was trying to explain to the guys how I can't remember who told me this, but you and I went to Walmart together.
Yes.
And
there was no water.
There's no water and. The first thing that sells out is water and strawberry Pop-Tarts. Do you remember somebody telling that to us?
Yes. And gas. Those three.
Oh, yeah.
Gas is also included.
Gas was
But those
crazy.
Three.
Yeah. And then we went to Walmart.
Yeah.
And I remember looking down the aisle for water, and it looked like it was a movie.
Yeah.
Like, you look at those disaster movies.
Exploring the Sunshine State. There's a photo.
Yeah.
No water.
Crazy.
Yeah. And no Pop-Tarts. Like, the strawberry ones were gone, but, like...
Yeah, like, gone. Very limited selection of everything else. Yes. Like, all the canned foods were all gone.
Yeah.
It was amazing. It was crazy. Like, they were telling us some really weird stuff, too. Like, you need to fill your bathtub...
With water.
With water.
Yeah.
Because you could lose water
and
have no
water. And put them in the freezer. Because then when you take them out, they can melt.
Yeah.
Was another thing with water. Wild.
Crazy stuff. I mean, fortunately for us... I know, obviously, a lot of people weren't as fortunate as we were, but because of where we were in Orlando and it being so much further north from the initial landing of the hurricane, it wasn't as bad.
No, we were
But
lucky.
It was still, like...
There was a lot of trees down and stuff, but luckily we had power the whole time.
Yeah, we never lost power. We, which, like, kind of sucked because we were all, like, preparing to lose power.
Yeah.
So we were, like, we didn't really know what to do.
And like all the cold food, but really
we bought all this like oven. We bought all this cold food, like all this like expecting to like have to really
rough it
and like not eat good food. Like we could have made
Anything.
On it, if we knew, we knew.
You made pot stickers the night before.
Yeah, I mean, like, if we knew what we knew now, I think we could have taken that and, like, had such a better experience. It was just so, like...
Well, we went to Pandora, Animal Kingdom, the day before. Remember, they were clearing the parks?
Yeah. Well, that was the other thing. Okay, so I've talked a lot about my first experience, my first day back in the parks, I think, on the podcast. What was your first day like back in the parks? Because we had to go to work the next day.
Yeah, we did.
So, like, the hurricane had passed through, and it was, like, a super controversial decision because for us at Animal Kingdom,
yeah,
like, half the park was destroyed because it's all trees.
Yeah, yours was a lot worse than most. Like, Hollywood Studios doesn't have any trees.
Yeah. I mean, so you have your palm trees.
We got a few of those. Like, it wasn't, like, I don't remember it being that bad. There's a bit of, like, water on the ground, like, from the rain. But, yeah, like, I don't remember it being...
You don't have any, no damage or anything. Mm-mm. Like that.
Like, garbage cans were moved because they were thrown, I feel, but...
Everything was, like, everything was all over the place. I remember we had to shut down certain sections of the park.
Yeah.
People couldn't go places. The train was down for, I feel like, 2 days because there was all these trees on the tracks.
Yeah, I do remember
trees
that.
Were on the train, like, trees had fallen on the train.
Yeah.
I remember the day before closing, we had to figure out, like, what we were going to do. One thing I do want to get on or have come on is Chloe and Megan to talk about their experience.
Oh yeah, when they worked the whole
when
thing.
When they worked the whole thing.
Yes.
Because they were working resorts.
Mm-hmm.
And because the guests were on vacation.
They were there 24/7.
They couldn't go to the parks. They couldn't leave the property because there's a hurricane going on.
The buses were off limits.
Like, there was no travel. I remember there being, a curfew. Like, you couldn't be out on the roads.
No, and, like, we weren't allowed to leave our
property.
Apartments.
Yeah. So, for Chloe and Megan, you know, not only can they not leave, and they're suffering through a hurricane, they also had to work. They had to cook food and serve and, like...
And they only had limited sleep time, too.
Yeah.
They only had a few hours.
You only take a few naps. Yeah, that stuff... I mean, they made a ton of money.
Yeah, they did.
They made a ton of money doing it, but...
We watched a lot of movies.
Did a lot of nothing.
A lot of nothing.
Like, stayed inside. It was awful.
Yeah, it was a long, 2 days, 3 days?
Yeah, it was 3 days.
Yeah, 3 days. That was long.
And then I remember just walking around and there just being debris.
Everywhere. Yeah.
Yeah. That was crazy. But another good experience.
We
lived through a hurricane. And not a lot of people can say that.
Nope.
But it's fine. Like, despite that, and despite the fact that, because global warming is a real thing, and if you don't think global warming is a real thing, like... I don't know. Drives me bananas when people think global warming is not a real thing. But because global warming only makes the hurricanes more and more severe,
mm-hmm.
like, it doesn't deter me from wanting to live in Florida. Like,
no.
It was amazing.
Yeah,
it was such a cool opportunity.
Awesome.
Like,
it was really cool.
The weather's great. I thought the
beaches
people... Beaches everywhere. I thought the people were, like, only a little bit weird. You know?
No different than
I never felt
else.
Unsafe.
No.
Like, I would go for runs all the time.
Orlando was interesting.
Downtown Orlando was very interesting.
Yeah.
You came to the first basketball game with us, didn't you?
No. Me and Ryan went to the second one.
Oh.
No, I didn't go to the first one. I had to work that one.
Who came to the first one with me? I think Megan might have... I feel like Ryan came to the first one with me as well.
Could've.
But anyways, we... the Amway Center, which is the Orlando Magic's brand new arena. It's beautiful.
It's really nice.
It's like every big city arena. There's, like, little parking lots all over the place where you can, like, try and park at. Mm. So we pre-bought parking for $10 at this lot. And it's, like, downtown. Kind of not real well developed where we were parking.
No.
And there's this car parked in the middle of the road. All four doors open and guys just, like, hanging out of the car. Like, just standing there. Blocking the street where I need to go. It's just this, like, silver Escalade.
With people on either side? Like,
yeah, they're just, like,
waiting?
The doors are open.
No, like, cars waiting? Like,
nobody was around. Like,
oh.
It was, like, there was a parking lot maybe 50 feet behind the Escalade where I needed to get. And I'm turning left onto this street. With the Escalade. And I'm like, what do I do?
not go down that street, that's for sure.
Well, I didn't know where to go. Like, I didn't know how to get around. I was like, this is the only way from where we came in. This is the only way to go. Yeah. So I like, am I going to get shot? Like, if I pass these guys, like, is this, am I entering gang territory? Like, that's what I was thinking in my mind. But then I was like, okay, like, no one's going to, I can't be that bad.
Did you pass?
So I just like slowly turned left and drove like around the outside of their vehicle.
Did they say anything?
Nope.
Did they look. Stare at you?
I didn't do anything. And then we got to the parking lot. Nobody said anything. And we just like
kind of like. Did you have to walk past them again?
No. So like we just drove past, parked, and then like sped walk into the stadium. And didn't park there ever again.
No. Good.
Yeah. But, like, again, I would go for runs at night, and it would get dark.
Yeah.
And people always say, like, you don't want to go running at night when it's dark, especially in, like, a big city like that. Mm-hmm. It was never really an issue.
Ours wasn't too bad, though. It was pretty commercialized.
That's very true. And, like, where we were living, it was kind of, like, within the Disney bubble of, like...
Oh, for sure.
Safety. Mm-hmm. And, like, everyone in that area was,
I wouldn't have ran downtown Orlando by myself. Member.
No, I shouldn't say I didn't go downtown, but I meant, like, we went off property and, like, I made it to SeaWorld a couple times, like, pretty deep. So, yeah, I would.
Did you ever go to SeaWorld?
No.
No, neither.
I never went to Universal either.
You never once went to Universal?
No, we went. I went when I was in grade 10. It was amazing. I remember it being way better than Disney in terms of just the rides. But, no, we couldn't get it for free. And part of the challenge, like with everything, was trying to schedule
it with other people.
With other people who had the same day off as you.
Yeah.
And of course, as soon as I started meeting more and more people, like was in my second half of the program when I was working more hours than the first half of the program. So no, I never really got to go and do those things.
I did the horror nights.
At Universal Studios. Were they good? Cool.
It was scary. It was terrifying. But, like, I thought they would send you in, like, group by group in.
Right.
Your continuous line.
Yeah.
That's... I didn't know that.
Yeah. It kind of ruins it.
A little. It's still terrifying.
Yeah. I mean, there are people jumping out at you.
Like, yes.
Yeah.
With, that's like, fair. Masks on.
Yeah.
Like, pig masks.
What was your, favorite non-Disney memory of living in Florida?
The 8-mile kayak where we almost...
So like
that's the first thing that comes to mind.
So okay, I'm gonna try and remember this story properly.
Okay, so we roll up to the shack where we're renting kayaks.
Yeah, but even before, like, so like I'm like, okay, we're gonna go try and find manatees. Like, that was our goal every time we went to go kayaking.
Not this one, because right after Irma.
This one was.
Yeah, when we got attacked.
Yeah, but I'm like.
Usually our goal is. Our usual goal is
yeah. So we go to a river.
Yes.
Called.
Yes.
Little Manatee River.
Correct. Okay.
So you think manatees.
Correct. At some point
At some point along.
Yes.
Go on.
So we go come up to the shack. Wasn't it like Little John's or something? Or Little...
I don't know.
It was an old man.
It was like somebody's... Imagine somebody, like, it's their property. It's their house.
Yes.
And their house has a massive backyard.
Yeah.
Which is a parking lot.
With a river.
With a river.
Right.
In their backyard.
So we pull up to this guy,
yeah,
and we rented a tandem kayak with our cooler.
Yep.
Had our cooler.
Had our packed lunch.
Yes, we did.
Yep.
So we start going. We didn't know it was 8 miles, though. We didn't know it was that long.
No, well, he was like, we were like, he's like, how long do you guys want to go? And we were like...
Half a day.
Yeah, we were like 4 hours. I think we rented 4 hours, right? Right. And we were like, how long do people usually get in 4 hours? And he's like, well, like... There's a, you can only go as far as
the
dam.
Yeah.
And he's like, nobody's ever made it there and back.
So
we're like, okay, we won't go there. And he's like, you could probably make it to the bridge. He's like, that's usually where people make it to.
Right.
And then they come back. The bridge was maybe like a mile and a half.
Right. So we made it to the bridge and we were like, that's funny.
Yeah.
So then we keep going and we made it to the dam. And then, which we didn't make bad timing, but with that, we were going with the river though. We were going with the current.
Yes. We made it there in under, I think we made it there in like an hour and a half.
Yeah.
So we're like, okay, we have 2.5 hours to go back upstream.
Right. So we go upstream. It's significantly harder. And then we pull up on that little sand patch and have our lunch.
Have lunch, yeah.
But was it before or after that we seen that family swimming in the creek?
Oh, yeah. They had this rope swing and they were just like jumping back and forth.
Super hick. Like
super hick. So that's the other thing. So like just like this gentleman who we rented the kayak from had a property on the river. All the way down the river, people had properties. Yeah. And like... I think they just lived there. It wasn't like a cottage or anything. I think like Florida is just one of those places where like people just live in the, you know, in the swamp, basically.
Yeah. So we've seen this family swimming. This, it must have been after we ate. So we ate, we get back in the kayak and we start paddling again. And we come across this family swimming and they're chatting with us and showing us backflips off the...
Oh, yeah.
thing. And then we keep going and we're not even halfway yet, but... We hear, like, panting, like, off in the creek side.
Yeah, but, like, it sounded super close.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like...
It did.
And we're looking around, like...
No way. Like, no we're way. Fine.
And it's, like... It's, like... If you can imagine just exhaling out of massive nostrils.
Yeah.
Like, well, what animals have massive nostrils?
Yeah. So, and then we kind of look at each other and we're, like, whatever. And we keep going. But it's so hard. Our arms are tired.
Oh my god. I was dead. I like... So like being in a tandem kayak, you're sitting one behind the other one.
Yeah.
And you were sitting up front.
Yeah.
I think the amount of times I rested, and I was like, she's not going to know I'm resting. Like, I'm just going to rest a little bit here.
Well, I was continuous.
You like you didn't stop, going. I feel like. And I was like, oh, I need to take a break. Like, I'm just going to try and take a stealthy break here. And
so and then ahead of me, we see... As if it could be an alligator tail swish in the water.
Yeah.
That's when we started freaking out. I definitely screamed and we started paddling like super fast, like back and forth. Like,
but our arms but then we'd get so tired and then we would like have to take a break and like idle and like float there. And then we'd hear all these noises again, like all tails. These sounds, tail splashing and like things. I swear.
We thought we were going to die.
At definitely at one or two points.
Yeah.
They hit our boat, did they not?
Yeah, so then we went one more time where we did super fast for like 10 seconds.
Yeah.
And that's when we felt the tail under the kayak.
Yeah.
Where they swam under us.
Yeah.
And we lost our minds.
Oh my god.
I thought we were going in. Like, I had my paddle like way up near my face.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my god.
Yeah, and like in my mind, I'm trying to think like, okay, how powerful these alligators. Could they actually tip our kayak?
100%.
The answer is yes.
100%.
The answer is 100% yes.
Without a doubt.
Yeah, if they were hungry.
So then I'm looking like to either side being like, if we were to flip right now, how long would it take for us to get from the kayak to the side? But it's all marsh.
Yeah, it would take me a lot longer than it would take you for sure.
So we would be done. Like, end of story. Like, goners.
Yeah.
So then we're panicking and we get to the shack that we rented it from.
Yeah.
And we finally get out, and we thought we were going to die. Like, we were still not over it.
No.
We were, like, still panicking.
No.
We thought we were going in, for sure.
And that was only, like, we made it back by, like, 1 o'clock. And then do you remember where we went after?
No.
We went to Clearwater.
Was that Clearwater Day?
Yeah, because I remember getting to the beach. I was so red. That was the day that I...
The headpiece.
No. That was the day that I brought out my umbrella, and you gave me your towel so I could cover myself on the beach.
Like, your full body was covered.
Yeah.
Head to toe. Yes, I remember
that. So, like, we'd spent 4 hours in the kayak, and it's, like, Florida in the summertime, and I wasn't being very smart. I definitely put sunscreen on.
Are you sure you went to Clearwater this time? Because we got attacked by alligators right after Irma.
Yeah.
So, it would have been October. So, yeah, it still would have been super duper hot.
Yeah.
Yeah, you still would have got fried.
Yeah.
With your SPF 100 and your
anyways. Towels. Yeah, I remember that being, a fun day. Or was... Maybe we didn't go to Clearwater.
No, I think
maybe
that was
when we went to Hooters.
Right after.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we went to that beach that was really rough, I thought. Where I was reading it and you were reading something else. The beach no one swam in, but it was like... And I took all those photos.
The water was really rough?
Yeah.
No, that's a different side.
That wasn't the same day?
No, we did that, like, just that.
Oh, we just did that.
Yeah, that was on the East Coast.
Oh, gotcha.
Okay. Yeah, Little Manatee River is on the west coast.
Gotcha.
Yeah. But, I mean, again, that was really another fun day.
Yeah, it was fun.
Where, like, the water was super rough. I think we both just read.
Yeah, we did.
We just pulled up.
And took naps on the beach.
Yeah. I mean, like that's what I'm saying. I can't tell you a single time I've done a leisure activity in Edmonton. Sorry, I went snowshoeing twice, and it was awful. It was so
that's
miserable.
That's not something I would choose.
I picked like these. I wanted to see wildlife, mm-hmm. so I picked these like decently long trails, but because you're snowshoeing, it like takes you longer than normal. If you're just normal in mm-hmm. the summertime. So it ended up being like 4-hour hikes in like minus 10 weather, and I'm by myself. Nobody is around because nobody's dumb enough like me to go snowshoeing.
So what if wildlife did come up to you? Like a bear. What would you do if a bear came up to you?
There was no bears. Well, it's the winter, so like they're doing their hibernation thing.
Hypothetically.
Yeah. I would have died is basically what the answer is. I did see a lot of wildlife. I did see a lot of moose. I saw a bison. The scariest part was they give you like the park map
mm-hmm.
on the inside has kind of like an index of all the different animals you can find in the park and their footprints.
Okay.
So like if you're in the wintertime, you can kind of track the animals.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like looking down and I'm like, those are coyote and wolf tracks.
Nice.
I'm following the coyotes and wolf.
Why did you? I would have turned. There's only around.
Well, but here's the question. Would you rather be following them or not see them at all?
Not see them at all.
Because then they could be following you, though. But at least I know that they've been there before me. I'm following them.
Still
these are the
scary.
Types of mind games that I was playing with myself. And you know my little knife that I have?
Yes.
Yeah, so I was just like, I made sure that was always in my pocket because in my mind, I had this conception that if I got attacked by a coyote or a wolf, I could take them out with my pocket knife.
I think they'd get you beat.
I think they would. But, like, what other form of defense do I have? Zero. And, like, I'm 2 hours into a snowshoe trail.
Bang, bang.
They're on my feet. They don't just come off.
They don't just come...
No, they're, like, strapped in.
I've never done this activity before.
Oh, you gotta come snowshoeing. We'll go snowshoeing in Jasper in the wintertime.
Okay.
When it's not...
Negative 40?
Minus 10 to minus 40.
All right. I like zero. I could deal with zero.
Zero is fine. Zero. Nobody's complaining about zero.
Negative one I could probably even handle.
Nobody's complaining about single digit negatives.
No.
The wind is the issue, and nighttime at 3:30 p.m. is the second issue. It'd be even worse for you because you're
in the actually 3:30? No, it's like 5.
No, it's like 3:30.
It gets dark.
It's pitch black at 4. In the dead of winter, like December 20th to like January 5th.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's like, doesn't get light until like 9 in the morning. So you leave your house, it's dark. Come home, it's dark. It's real good for mental health.
I bet.
That's, again, another benefit of being in Florida.
True. Very true. 100%.
Yeah.
And beaches.
Yeah. And just like, overall general exploring ability. Like,
what was your favorite memory, not Disney related?
Our day trip to Miami, where we went to that
burrito place,
hot spring place in the morning, and then like,
oh,
toured Miami Beach
the
area.
Pool.
Yeah, the pool,
the Venetian pool.
Yeah.
That was pretty.
That was super fun, and then we didn't walk around in Miami Beach.
No,
did
we didn't find a parking spot.
We just drove through, which was beautiful.
Wasn't that your miniature human burrito?
Yeah, and that's and then on the way back we stopped in Hollywood, Florida.
Yes, we did.
And got our king burrito, which was a foot long burrito.
It was longer than a foot.
Well, like I'm like it's like a Subway foot long, but a burrito. That's what I think it was.
True.
It was enormous.
Yep. But when she made it and you asked for it, she was like.
Well, because they, like, on the menu, they're like, you can have a burrito, or you can have a king burrito. And, like, we had just finished a whole day, and we were about to go kayaking.
Yeah, we were.
But we got there too late. But anyways, we just finished, like, a super long day. We were swimming in the morning, like, I was hungry.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and I'm thinking, like, okay, is this the difference between a medium and a large?
Right.
And she's like, no, really what she was asking me is, do you want one burrito or two?
Do you want... two tortillas or four?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. The worst part about that is I went back. So like...
Yeah, you did by yourself.
Yeah, I went back. So when I drove down to the Everglades...
Yeah.
which was also a fun experience, but like also I felt scared for my life because I was listening to S-Town. Which is like a murder, a super awesome podcast, but like a murder mystery podcast. On these like dark, dark back roads in like middle of nowhere, Florida. Anyways, I made sure on the way back, I stopped in Hollywood, Florida and got my cane burrito.
You got a big one there too?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I ate a little bit. I didn't finish it. And then I made sure I brought my cooler bag with me.
Yep.
Put it in my cooler bag and...
See, I liked Moe's better than that.
Moe's
was a good time.
Moe's was good. I'm upset that I wasn't introduced to Moe's earlier into my CP.
Tom and Chi
was amazing. No booster juice, which like I was very upset about.
There was booster juice.
No, they had Jamba juice.
Not
booster juice.
No. I still owe you one of those. Remember from that bet?
Yeah, I think a lot of people owe me those.
What bet did we even make there?
I don't know. I think Chloe owes me two. You owe me one.
Yeah. Something to do with Meeple that day.
Definitely something to do with Carcassonne and Meeple. Definitely.
Yep.
Yeah. Anyways. So many things about Florida. Our experiences working at the parks were not the greatest. I would say it's not the best job I've ever had in terms of actual
job. The people made
the experience, and then also like our everything group. Else we've talked about made the experience what it was, and that's like what I want, because if I can move to Florida, coach basketball for a living, and live that same life.
And meet people.
And meet great people, then...
Would you get an annual pass holder for Disney?
Would I be... No. We talk about this all the time. I would never pay to go to Disney.
Like, you're done.
Yeah, I don't have a need. I mean, I would love to go back to the parks. Don't get me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
$100 a person?
Yeah. They have a discount right now for Canada.
For Canadians, yeah. But it's like a vacation package.
Mm-hmm. 4 days, you have to go.
Yeah. I mean, I would go back if I can get into the parks. Like, I don't need to do the rides. I don't need to ride the rides again. I want to watch Festival of the Lion King. I would like to watch... Happy Ever After. I would like to watch the Frozen sing-along.
Yes.
I would like to walk through Toy Story Land.
Yeah.
And go on Toy Story Mania. That's a ride that I would want to do one more time.
Yeah,
Toy Story Mania. I'm still upset I never held a daily record for that game.
No.
I think I beat like an hourly or like a whatever record.
Yeah, I think, yeah.
At one point I had something.
Yeah.
But I, never did.
Is there any rides you didn't do that you wish you did? Or attractions?
I never did It's a Bug's Life.
No.
I remember doing it when I went before. Is there anything I didn't do? I'm sure there were some small rides in Magic Kingdom.
You didn't get an autograph book.
I didn't, yeah, but I've not a regret.
No. I continued it in California.
As you should.
Mm-hmm.
Different characters. Different autographs. Yeah, I can't remember. I don't know if there was any attractions that I didn't do that I wish I had done. Do you have any? I'm trying to think of the attractions.
Did you do Figment?
Sorry, what?
Did you do Figment?
No.
You didn't do that one?
Wait. At Epcot?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did. Where you're like riding a little thing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I did that one. I'm upset that Michael Jackson's not there anymore, and it's Figment. You know what was super underrated? The animation show at Epcot?
Yeah.
The little
you liked it?
Animation shorts? They're so good!
Do you know what's the ride that we didn't do? Ellen.
Oh.
So, brief synopsis is... Ellen was closing within the 24-hour period we were at Epcot, and we were sitting in the car.
We were on the ride.
So
Ellen is like, it was the Ellen ride, and it's basically like this super slow-moving 45-minute movie. Like, nobody went on it. It's awful.
But we wanted to do it because it was closing.
We wanted to do it because it was closing, and we hadn't done it. We get on. So, I think we...
We were sitting.
Who was meeting us there? Because we definitely ditched them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways.
And we got a text to meet someone.
Yeah. To say like, hey, I made it to the park. And we're like, we looked at each other and like, should we go or should we just not respond and let them figure it out for 45 minutes?
Right.
While we have this great experience.
The whole 45 minutes.
I think it was honestly like the last day because...
Yes, 24 hours, it was closing. So we sat there, we wondered, and then we got up and walked out.
Yeah, we're like, can we still get off? And they were like, yeah. Do whatever you want.
So that was one, I think. We should have done.
And that might have actually been one of the last ones of the day. Because I remember thinking we couldn't... Because
we hightailed it in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I remember thinking we couldn't go back and just ride it
any
the
day.
Next one.
No.
Or no, like, not even, like, grab the person we were meeting and come back to ride with them.
No, because I think there's only one left or something.
I forgot about that. That is definitely something that I actually do regret.
Yeah, that was one. That was the one, I think.
There were definitely rides, there were definitely attractions that I went to that I regret ever going to.
What's the number one?
It's a Small World.
I like that
one. Snooze Fest.
Yeah, you fell asleep.
Straight up Snooze
Fest.
You
actually fell asleep. Photo evidence.
I legitimately fell asleep. I've fallen asleep
on
a
lot
more.
Or Beauty and the Beast.
Beauty and the Beast. Which, like, low-key, Beauty and the Beast is now probably one of my favorite shows. I would go back to see Beauty and the Beast.
And not fall asleep?
Not fall asleep.
What else did you fall asleep on?
There's yeah, definitely a lot of like just.
Did you do Peter Pan?
I did Peter Pan. Peter Pan was alright. I feel like Peter Pan had so much potential.
And they just.
To be a lot better.
I liked It's a Small World better than Peter Pan.
Really?
Yes.
That's a hot take.
Actually, any day of the week.
Why do you like It's a Small World? Don't tell me because of the song.
And like the countries are nice.
The little people were so like. Whoever designed these little figurines, so ignorant.
But, like, your wait time is so much faster and It's a Small World than Peter Pan.
Yeah, but they're, like, racial, like, it just felt like it was so racist, the whole ride.
Why?
Well, look at all the individuals! it's like you're watching, like, a Family Guy episode of, like, stereotypes of different countries.
Okay, like,
and
you're
that's
not
what all these
wrong,
people look
but it was
like.
Also made, like, 100 years ago.
Times have changed. You know what's also around 100 years ago?
It's an
slavery.
God.
You know it's not
you
around
can't
now?
You can't compare them. One is magical and one's not.
I'm saying they can make a change. That's all I'm saying.
Sure.
That's all I'm saying. They could go through and change some things.
I feel
up.
Like you also fell asleep during Splash Mountain. Pre-drop.
Oh, Splash Mountain is awful.
That's one of
the
my...
drop is great. The
what's your
like
top
6 minute
rides?
Lead up.
Top five.
Top five rides?
Yes. Or anything. Attractions. No rides, just
yeah,
rides.
If
just
it's,
rides.
Yeah, okay. Top five rides. In no particular order.
Okay.
Toy Story Mania. Calling that a ride.
Mm-hmm.
Coaster.
Yeah.
Flight of Passage. It's got to be in there.
Yeah.
Expedition Everest.
Okay.
Will be number four. Number five.
Are you struggling to get five?
Well, like...
Space?
I'm not a huge space guy. I'm trying to think of, like, what attraction did I come off of, and I was like, wow, I gotta do that again.
Pirates.
No. You came off Pirates, and you said, I gotta do that again?
I don't mind Pirates.
We came off Pirates and said we gotta do that again because we had a fast pass. Because the first... Oh! Jungle Cruise.
Okay, that's not bad.
Jungle Cruise is number five.
Alright. Tower didn't make your list?
I don't like that feeling.
I'm dropping 13 stories.
That's...
Coaster, Tower, It's a Small World, Splash,
no.
Flight of Passage. Small World's, like, here and there. It depends on the day.
So...
But Splash, for sure. Splash, 100% is my top five.
I don't really like Splash. I mean, the drop is great. I'm with you for the drop.
Zippity-doo.
Why? Do I have to sit...
Zippity-day.
Country Bear Jamboree. Regrets.
I agree with that. There's some not nice things happening in that, too.
It's awful. I don't know why that's still in
fact. Prostitution is a thing in that.
Oh, yeah. It's very racist. There's, like, they straight up murder people, I feel like, in that show.
And then they have the characters wandering around.
Yeah. Not good. Not good.
That is when I agree.
That's, I feel like that's, like, a folk, like a Disney folk classic, though. Like, I feel like it just needs to be there.
Like, It's a Small World.
No.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going on again.
Never.
Big Thunder Mountain could have been in there.
It's a little overrated, I think.
You think so?
A little bit. A wee bit, yeah. It's not good. I just love
the wildest wild in the wilderness.
See, zippity doo da. Yeah, see. Zippity day.
I don't need that. I'm trying to think what else could possibly be in there. Because, like, a lot of things are, like my favorite are shows, right?
Like, yeah, I like the shows, too. Did you do Mickey's Philharmon?
No.
Philharmagic?
No.
That was alright.
Is that a magic?
Yeah.
Yeah,
no, besides, it's a small world.
Yeah, I did do that. I think there were, like, a lot of little attractions in Magic Kingdom that I never did. I didn't do Speedway.
I did.
The only one that Anne worked at the end? Yeah, but it's not, because you're on a track.
Yes. True. Fair. Yeah. What was the one beside that? Space.
Space.
Yeah.
Yeah. Space, okay.
What about Stitch? You did Stitch.
Yeah, I did Stitch. Eh. It's kind of like It's a Bug's Life.
True. And you like did Monsters, Inc. Funny thing.
Oh, Laugh Floor? Yeah, Monsters, Inc. is okay. It's definitely better the first time, you know, when you kind of know what's going on. Yeah. Some of the jokes are good, but, like, it's very, like, improv-y, right? Yeah. So it's kind of hit and miss.
It depends on the group, for sure.
Yeah, very hit and miss.
It was fun.
I didn't do Aladdin.
You didn't do the carpets?
No.
Did you do the Tiki Room? In the Tiki, 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 Tiki Room?
No.
You missed that show, then. Literally birds singing for half hour.
Yeah, I'm okay. I never did the bird show at Animal Kingdom. What's that called?
No, that's one thing I did not do.
Yeah.
And now it's
with... Everyone always says it's amazing.
Really?
Yeah. Everyone always says it's like, you need to go.
And Russell's in it now, too.
Oh, really?
Up. Did you know the bird Kevin is now there, too?
Really? No, I didn't know that. Yeah, I mean, like, the property is so big. Mm. I mean, I feel like I definitely had the time to go in. But I mean, towards the end, like, we knew what we wanted to do. We would go to a park, get fast passes within the hour, do the four rides, get in, get out.
Yeah, we would.
Be on with our day. Go to work.
Yeah, usually it was before work.
Like, have our shift, whatever. Yeah, Disney, I mean, we have a lot of great things to say about it. I think the work experience, the training, like you were talking about before, it mm-hmm. got you this job.
It definitely helped considerably.
Yeah. Which was interesting to talk about, because I think a lot of times people say working for Disney is, like, incredible in the rec field. Like, mm-hmm. it's, like, the holy grail, the gold standard. People want to hire people who worked for Disney, but mm-hmm. you had mixed experiences with that.
I think it was based on both all my experience was student-related
right.
and then Disney,
right.
that it didn't help me gain a lot of experience for a full-time position right out of...
university.
Yes.
Yeah.
I kind of needed a stepping stone to hop into rec.
Right.
Whereas now I think I have a good stepping stone now to be able to stay, jump departments, or wherever it leads me.
Yeah. What was that like transition period like for you? Because I'm living in the ignorant world of just stay in school for as long as I can and not right. be a real adult.
It was pretty good. Like, I finished in December, and then I moved home.
Yeah.
So, moving from, like, a city to a small town is something to
different. And you're, like, you're moving back home, yes, right? Which you hadn't sure. lived at home for a while.
Yeah. So, I was there for 3 months. It was good. Like, it was nice, because most of my friends have graduated. So, they graduated last April, whereas one more term. So, I got to visit with them, and we all got really, really close again, which was really nice. And we were close in proximity. We're, like... every weekend we got together, which was really nice.
Yeah.
And then I took off across the country. So it was nice to be able to get really close. And
yeah. So you're at home trying to find work.
Yep.
And you finally found an opportunity that
yep.
made sense for you.
Yep.
And it looks like it's going to be
a good one.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I mean, fingers crossed you're here for a while, because it looks like I'm going to be here for a while.
Yeah.
And at least you'll be in the area.
Only 3.5 hours.
I know, which, like, in Ontario is Toronto to Kingston.
Yeah.
It's 3.5 hours.
Yep.
But, like, along the way from Toronto to Kingston is, like, a bunch of other towns.
Oh, you can stop anywhere. Whereas yeah. here, that's
it's nothing.
One shot.
Yeah. You better get a jerry can.
Yeah.
No, it's actually, it's a lot better going out that way. There's gas stations all over the place.
There is gas stations?
Yeah. You don't have to worry about it.
They're far and few in between them to get here.
Yeah. Get into Edmonton from Saskatoon is...
There's like 5 gas stations.
It's a challenge.
Yeah.
But when you get out there, you'll be fine.
True. Hopefully. We'll see.
Yeah. I feel like we talked about a lot of different things, and it was not very, like, structured at all. Like,
not at
we kind of just, like, bounced around.
All over.
From, like, moment to moment.
It's usually our conversation.
Did no order. Oh, real quick, what was your favorite memory of being in Gainesville at the University of Florida? We were there for 12 days before we started work at Disney. I can't even really remember why we had to be there, other than, like, presentations.
Final presentation.
For our course.
The tubing was kind of fun down the river.
Oh, the tubing was fun.
It was long, but it was fun.
Yep.
It was nice game nights. I did like how everyone came together at game night.
Yeah.
That was nice.
And there's only drama up at the last day and a half. Which, like, you know, put a bunch of people who don't know it.
For a group of 20, that's not bad.
It's not bad.
No drama, that's not bad.
Yeah. The dorms were nice. The weather was great.
Yeah.
Gainesville was amazing. The campus was awesome.
Campus was beautiful. The pool was weirdly hot, though.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably what they're used to.
Yeah. But, like, usually when you go into a pool, like, you go to cool off.
Yeah.
Like, this pool is, like, hot.
I mean, that was, like, also another cool thing, was being able to go and walk around and see their facilities.
Yeah.
Like, it's night and day compared to what we have in Canada. It's
beautiful. Like, the stadium.
Yeah,
each sport. Did you go in the stadium the day that we went out, actually on the grass?
You did?
Yeah. There's a few of us that went.
Oh, hooligan.
Yeah. There's a bunch of good photos.
During the day?
No.
At night?
Yeah. We have a Canadian flag on it.
Oh, I don't remember that.
No? And then the one day we went to the basketball thing. Stadium.
Yeah. Yeah. It's...
I feel like they have a lot to offer there. Athletic-wise.
Yeah, I've looked at... I keep looking at their degrees, like... I was like, oh, maybe I'll do a PhD. You can do a doctorate in education. And I was like, oh, maybe I'll go do that there. Just so I can go be a student at UF.
Right.
Because, again, they did such a good job of kind of welcoming us.
It's a beautiful
to the campus.
Campus.
It's a beautiful campus. Beautiful city. You get to live in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
What a time.
Yeah, it was nice.
Anything you think I missed?
No, but I have to say hi to Sophie, because she listens every week. So, hi, Sophie Loaf.
Yeah, hi, Sophie. It's too bad, because I know that you guys listen to these podcasts together, yeah. So it's too bad we couldn't get you guys both on the show. Maybe when Sophie comes to visit you in Jasper.
And she is. Sorry. But yeah, she's coming to visit. So.
Then we'll get you guys both on.
Deal.
And then it'll work out.
That'll be fun.
Wow. Thanks for coming through. Thanks for agreeing to even come on.
Heck yeah.
And chat for a little bit.
Hopefully it's interesting to listen to.
It'll be super interesting.
So interesting.
I think a lot. I mean, I think, again, like, we just do it for fun. We have a lot of fun. And, like, I think you and I shared some fun stories. And, like, we had a lot of fun laughing.
Yeah, it was a good time.
Hopefully we were vivid enough in our descriptions that people can imagine what the experiences are like. I mean, there's so many stories that we didn't share. We could probably go on forever of just, like, driving around random parts of Florida, or, like, getting stuck and not having enough money to pay the tolls.
Sunbathing and you're not showing any skin at all. You're 100% covered.
Yeah.
Put a headpiece on to go sunbathing.
Yeah, there are so many stories.
So many.
The
amount of sand in your car from the beaches.
How, like, I had to buy insulated water bottles because my water bottles couldn't, like, my water just wouldn't stay cold.
Stay cold, and I would bring my plastic ones.
And you bring your plastic ones and kill the environment.
One bottle at a time.
One bottle at a time.
Yeah,
I think we definitely, I think I had a lot of fun. I think we definitely have enough stories to...
We killed it.
Make a second one in the future.
Heck yeah.
Definitely possible, and I think with Sophie's stories as well.
Yep.
It'd
and
awesome.
Kayaking here in Alberta.
Yeah, and we'll get to throw on even more adventure stuff.
No alligators, though.
No alligators. Lots of moose.
Hopefully bears.
Hopefully bears. Yeah, as always, if you want to get in touch with the show, you can always email us at thatsointerestingpod@gmail.com or get in touch with us on Instagram at TSI Podcast. Yeah.
Bye.
any last thoughts? Any final words?
No, I'm good. Thanks for having me.
All right. Thanks for coming on. Bye. Oh, get out there and play, kids.